The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios.
Hi, this is Mia Mohsen-Zia, also known as Mia No Time for Love. Check out my latest book, Missing, available in print and ebook formats on Amazon.
It's now time for The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and sponsored by international award-winning author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on over 40 podcast platforms, as well as HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. We can be heard in over 100 countries, featuring over 1,000 well-known and amazing guests throughout the globe, and named one of the top 100 global podcasts in the New York Weekly Times, Hollywood Entertainment News, Los Angeles Weekly Times, Apple, and Chartable. So sit back and relax and enjoy another great episode of the award-winning Mike Wagner Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international world-renowned author Mia Mohsen-Zia Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with an amazing lady who is a Canadian South Asian author of suspenseful thriller fiction. She is a poetry and prose writer on Twitter and other social media. Also has her microfiction works appearing in small press publications worldwide. She has a debut novel, which is a suspense thriller that has gotten rave reviews. It's about two sisters separated at birth, reunited in their 30s. One is successful, the other is a con artist. One wants freedom, and the other wants money. And who wants this, and who wants that? We're going to find out in the book, Next of Twin, live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plus Studios in beautiful downtown Toronto, the amazing Canadian South Asian author of suspense thriller fiction and her book, Next of Twin, her debut novel on Amazon and other publications. Ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented Jazz Oshula. Jazz, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's great to have you on board, too. So you're a Canadian South Asian author of suspense thriller fiction. You're a poetry and prose writer on Twitter and other social media. You also have your microfiction appearing in small press publications worldwide. You have a debut novel, which is a suspense thriller, getting great reviews. It's about two sisters separated at birth, reunited in their 30s. One is successful. The other is a con artist. One wants freedom, and the other wants money. It's all in the book, Next of Twin. And who's got what? Who has what? Who's good? Who's bad? We're going to find out in just 1 minute. And before getting all that jazz, tell us how you first got started.
Yeah, so I first got started, I guess, about 5 years ago on the novel itself. Next of Twin began as a 10-page submission for a writing retreat that I attended in Italy in late 2018. And organically, those 10 pages grew into a full-fledged first draft about a year later.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
Yeah. And so maybe just to back up a little bit. So I was born in India and I migrated to Canada with my parents in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. And I was probably about two at that point. And just as a child, being a child of immigrant parents who worked very hard, I had a lot of time to myself. And I found that a lot of that time I spent reading and exploring other worlds. And in a way, reading helped me escape, the reality of a difficult childhood. But it also, sparked my creativity. And when I was eight, a short story that I had written for a class that one of my teachers had, or a project that one of my teachers had pulled together, that story sort of landed me a seat on a young writers conference in Winnipeg. And in essentially that, that project and that elementary school project really sort of, became my destiny. And, when I attended that conference, I kind of knew at a very young age that, this is what I was going to do for the, this is what I wanted to do. And, you know, from there, I studied creative writing throughout high school. And I was, you know, I was accepted to my dream university at Ryerson University. It's a renowned university in Toronto, Ontario. But I ended up not going there just because, you know, my parents in a way didn't really support it. You know, with them, it was a lot, you know, a lot of, you know, they came to this country and they struggled, and they really came to this country to, you know, give their children a better life, you know, a life that maybe they didn't necessarily think that they could have. And so when I floated the idea of, you know, going to a school and studying journalism and studying writing, it was kind of a flat no for them. And, you know, at the end of the day, I went to the University of Toronto. I still studied creative writing as an undergrad as much as I could. You know, I earned a certificate in creative writing a little bit later on. Although I didn't go to university for what I felt was my dream at that point, I still had that dream. And so, you know, about 5 years ago when I was promoted in my day job, I'll just back up. So
it's okay.
Toronto. Yeah. I'm like, I'll just back up a little bit, but you know, I ended up going to the University of Toronto and studying business, economics and human resources, and industrial relations and all those fun economical type things. And, ended up, you know, working, with one of the big five banks in Canada. And in a way, you know, and I'm celebrating 25 years with that company this year.
Well, congratulations.
5 years ago when I was, thank you. And so about 5 years ago when I was promoted in my, you know, day job, instead of, you know, purchasing a congratulatory gift, like, you know, what I normally would do is buy myself a nice expensive purse. I kind of wanted to give myself something different this time. And what I gifted myself was an experience. And so that experience really was, you know, for me, it was my ultimate dream experience. And it was a 1 week writing retreat in Tuscany, Italy.
Nice.
And as part of that, retreat, the organizer, Vanessa, she's, you know, a fantastic Australian author. So as part of that package, she said, whatever project you were working on, I'll provide you feedback on the first 10 pages. And, you know, interesting enough, I actually hadn't written like anything like 10 pages in a really, really long time. And, and throughout the years, I had, you know, I wrote, I, you know, probably started a few different stories, a few different drafts here and there, but kind of like just, you know, abandoned them at a certain point. And I guess this one was a little bit different. It was a little bit scary in terms of, you know, just in terms of like writing those first 10 pages, even that first page and being like, okay, I'm going to do it. And so when I got promoted, one of the things about getting promoted was I was now going to have to travel for work. And my commute was basically going to be about, you know, close to an hour on the train.
Wow.
And I made a conscious, I made a conscious decision to, dedicate that time, you know, at an hour in the morning and an hour in the evening to, you know, pursue my dream. And so those 10 pages became became that this book that's now being published. And see what kind of go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to ask you something. You're talking about 10 pages. What was that like, the 10 pages of your book, The Next of Twin, or was it like just 10 pages of simply poetry, prose, exercise, or something that came to mind? So that's really interesting. I think many people just do that instead of sitting on the train, like, you know, being on their phones or Twitter or anything like that, or looking out the window. I like the idea of devoting an hour to writing. Was that part of your book, Next to Twin, or was it just simply more of your work? Was just practice, you know, just getting to whatever comes to your mind for an hour?
Yeah, it was Next to Twin. And at that point, funny enough, it wasn't called Next to Twin. It had a different title. But yeah, those first few words, those exact 10 pages are in a way the same 10 pages or, you know, a few pages that are at the beginning of a novel. And you know, I just kind of dedicated myself to being very consistent and writing every single day on the train, whether I felt like it or not. I made that my focus. And, you know, it was interesting because I know a lot of authors, they'll have an idea of, the story that they want to tell, and they'll basically plan it on paper and then, you know, plot it out and then write it. For me, I knew pretty much that, you know, my story was about two twin sisters, and they had their different personalities, and they each wanted something different. And I pretty much knew that was all I knew. And the story essentially came together organically, as, you know, every time I would sit down and write, it was almost like, you know, between my brain and my fingers, the story came to life. And in a way it was, I was just gonna say, in a way it was, in a way I was also learning what the twins were going to do. And in a way I didn't know what was going to happen next. And I was just, I was a reader of myself.
Mm-hmm. And certainly does too. And how did Next of Twin come about, and more in the story with Jazz Oshlo? We'll find out just 1 minute, but first listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Make your own professional website without breaking your budget. Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. It's 1-800-303-3960, or email to support@sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout out to our official sponsor, the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love will be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson Zia has garnered great reviews, and Evil Love and Joys by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassie, Forge Riley, and Manales. So grab your copy today for Girls Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, with over 40 podcast platforms, heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also, Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, Apple Music. Also, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Facebook as well. Subscribe to The Mike Wagner Show on YouTube, BitChute, and Rumble as well. Make sure you take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast, T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more, and tote bags as well, too. Great gift ideas. Go to Amazon.com, check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast along with throw pillows. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/Mia Molson Zia for great books like Missing, Once, and Wrinkles. Also, T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/Mia Molson Zia. Check it out today and support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and themikewagnershow.com. We're here with Canadian and South Asian author of suspense, thriller fiction, and The Next of Twin, Jess Oshla here on the Mike Wagner Show out of Toronto. And Jess, about the book, Necks of Twin, you devoted 10 pages each. You go to work for an hour, you come home for an hour on the train, you write 10 pages of the book. How did this idea of Necks of Twin first came about, and where were you at that time?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I started when I was deciding, what I was going to write about for those first 10 pages that I was going to give to Vanessa for feedback for the writing retreat in Italy, I had a few ideas that I was bouncing around in my head, but I knew that I wanted to write a suspense thriller, a little bit of a mystery. I wanted to, keep my readers engaged until the very end. And I wanted, in a way to keep them guessing. And I had actually, I was fascinated by an article that I had read, and it was about twins. And it was about twins getting away with murder because of their shared identical DNA. And I kind of wanted to explore that concept a little bit more in my novel. And the article that I had read was specifically about, DNA testing and, in the 80s, 90s, when when DNA testing wasn't as accurate as it is in today's age. I kind of wanted to, explore that idea. And so that essentially that was that was almost the crutch of the story. And but again, I knew that I had two characters and I didn't really know in a way what was going to happen, but it conceptually I kind of knew what I wanted to write. And as I was on the train and the story came to me, I was a vessel that was translating that into the written word.
That's really interesting as well, too. You talked about suspense thriller being one of your favorites. Who are some of your favorite authors and writers growing up?
Oh, well, growing up, Judy Blume, and, I know she's not a suspense thriller, but I remember reading a lot of Judy Blume and Sidney Sheldon, especially Sidney Sheldon. I feel like that was more, when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and didn't realize how many books Sidney Sheldon had. And, interesting enough, when I was reading those Sidney Sheldon books, I don't know how many he has, but I probably have read all of them. And back then, I was also, on the train traveling to work, and back then I wasn't writing, but I did a lot of reading. And so that kind of, just that train ride really allowed me to again pursue a passion. And that at that time it was a passion for reading. And yeah.
And how about some of your favorite books?
Well, today I love suspense thrillers. If I take a peek at, and so I find sometimes like in today's day and age, it is really hard to sit down and actually find time to read a book. And especially, since when COVID happened, I mean, I know we all had a lot more time to ourselves. But one of the things that I had actually discovered during the COVID times was the Audible app. And I have read, I won't say I've read, but I've listened.
I've got a few times. I'll get away with it. Yeah.
I've listened to and appreciated so many, many titles. I'm just taking a peek as I was, telling you the story. I've got probably about 60 titles, and I will say A lot of them are suspense thrillers. You know, one of my favorites is Sherry LaPenna, who is another, you know, Canadian writer, first, you know, New York Times bestseller. I also like reading, you know, Lucy Foley. I think she's a UK author. Ruth Ware, also another UK author. And kind of like suspense thriller writers. I feel like, you know, that's sort of like my genre that I enjoy the most. I mean, you know, I read the odd nonfiction book here and there, just, you know, for self-improvement and whatnot, but I find I gravitate, you know, I gravitate generally to the area that I, you know, I write in.
Mm-hmm. And certainly do as well, too. And of course, about the book, Next to Twin with Jas Oshley here on the Mike Wagner Show. And of course, one sister wants the money, the other wants to be free. And one basically is a con and the other is successful. Which one's going to win? We'll find out with Jas in just 1 minute. Listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by SoundCloud Studios and brought to you by official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warming author, Mia Moses-Zia Missing.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention The Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey, everybody. My name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia, he is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, hey, this is Ray Powers, and boy, are you in luck. Right place, right time. Tuned in to The Mike Wagner Show. You heard me.
We're back at Canadian South Asian author Jas Oshawa of Next to Twin here on The Mike Wagner Show. And, of course, we talked a little bit about the background of Jas as well, too, leading up to this thriller. And, of course, the question is, one wants the money, the other wants to be free, the other wants to be a lawyer. Or is a lawyer, and the other is simply a con. And which one is it? Who wants the money? Who wants to be free? Who is a lawyer and who is a con? How's it all going to play out, Jas?
Well, maybe I'll just kind of give my own also summary. So again, you know, like you mentioned, Mike, the twins are reunited 30 years later. Anjali is actually a successful business owner. She's married to Michael, who's a wealthy lawyer. And Rhea is a skilled con artist and thief. And so when the twins, you know, finally meet for the first time, it's quite evident that each twin, in a way, wants what the other has. And, you know, in the first of many twists, a week after the twins have reunited, they have met, and they've kind of, you know, in a way, cleared the air in terms of any animosity that they may have towards each other. They, in a way, hatch a plan to, you know, switch places. And a week later, after, you know, that decision is made, Rhea wakes up in the hospital, and she's mistaken for Anjali. And she has no memory of you know, what's happened or what's transpired in the last year or so. And when she wakes up, you know, she's informed by a homicide detective that Michael, her husband, is dead. And essentially, she's the only suspect. And I will pause there, and I will leave it there.
Okay. And of course, yeah, I guess the wonder is that, you know, how they get separated. And of course, you know, how do they get into their careers as well, too? Maybe just a little bit about that. It's like, you know, how did Rhea become a lawyer, and how did Anjali, I'm getting a little twisted this next edge win here. So Anjali is a successful business owner, and Rhea is a conner. So it's like, you know, how do they get to that point of one being a lawyer and the other's a con artist?
Yeah, so Anjali is actually married to a lawyer, you learn early in the story that she was in a professional setting and kind of gave that up to open an artist cafe. And Rhea, on the other hand, the first few pages and the first chapter is Rhea's chapter, and really you learn very early on in the story that Rhea, is looking for her sister. Only learned recently, maybe a few months before that, that she had a twin sister, and you learn a little bit about the backstory, and Rhea's situation in terms of how and why she, became a con artist, and really what her purpose is in terms of finding Anjali. In the first few pages, you do learn, from Rhea's backstory that her mother is ill, and she is looking for Anjali because she truly wants her mom to meet her other daughter that unfortunately was given up at birth. And and so that is Rhea's sort of goal. And early on, I also share Anjali's backstory in terms of, she was given up for birth and really has only known her adopted parents, and really never actually, her adopted parents were told that that her birth mother was, passed away early on. So essentially, in a way, she never really thought that there was, that she did have blood or family out there. Her mother does, her adopted mother does confess that she had learned otherwise. So that is sort of like, the setup. And when the twins do meet, and there's, a little bit of, drawing out of the plot and a little bit of drama and suspense, just even leading up to the twins meeting and meeting for the first time.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say they're meeting for the first time? Is it like your typical, it's like you try to feel it out? Was it like, joy, or was it more like, anger or resentment?
I would probably say the latter. Yeah. There's a little bit of, on Rhea's part, there's probably a little bit of joy. And yes, I've finally found, that missing piece, and in a way, she's fulfilling Rhea's sort of goal here is to fulfill her mother's wish, and on Anjali's part, there's probably a little bit more resentment, and why was I given up when my sister wasn't, and a little bit of that. And then there's the other piece of, what's happening in each of the, the twins, or each of the characters, like, stories.
Okay. It made me think of, and maybe making that movie Twins back in 88 with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. It's kind of similar. One successful, the other isn't. It's more of a comedy. It's kind of like Twins in a suspense. That's what I'm getting here. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've ever, if you ever heard of, I think the show was called Ringer, and it was with Michelle.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Drawing a blank. Not Michelle Pfeiffer, but Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I think. Oh, that's it. Yes, okay. Yes. Ringer.
It
okay.
It was called Ringer. And it was like, it was an American, in a way, it was American thriller as well. And it was exactly that. Sarah Michelle Gellar, she was from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes, I remember. Uh-huh.
And so I think after Buffy the Vampire Slayer, that is the show that she starred in, and she played both of the twins. And in a way, it was, you know, it was a play on sort of good versus evil. And you know, there was a lot of drama and a lot of suspense within that. And so in a way, you know, I had I do recall that that show, and in a way that show, you know, kind of inspired the story as well. But only maybe if Priyanka Chopra had maybe played the twins. And so if I, you know, if you were to ask me, if this movie book were to be turned into a movie or a, you know, a Netflix series, I can definitely see Priyanka Chopra playing the part of both Anjali and Rhea.
That's really interesting. I was just going to answer that question. And of course, I was going to ask as well, Jas, too, since we had a few minutes with Jas Oshula of Next of Twin on the Mike Wagner Show. What else can we expect in 2023 and beyond, Jas?
Wow. Well, I'm so right now, you know, I'm very, very focused on, releasing Next of Twin. My pub date is coming up, you know, very, very shortly, next month. May 16th is you know, when the book officially releases, and I'm very much focused on, you know, giving it the most amp that I can. But you know, I do write poetry every day on Twitter, and and so I think later on this year, once the book is released and I'm able to maybe have a little bit of a breather, because it's quite hectic working the day job and then being an author and releasing your first debut novel, and so I'll probably take a little bit of a break, but I'm sure, you know, later this year I will get cracking. Great, get started on that second novel.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of had the thought too that if as soon as the book is released, you taking a break, you'd be like, okay, I'm on a train for an hour. What do I do?
Yeah, well, you know, it was interesting because during the COVID, COVID happened in 2020. And so at that point, it in a way had a little bit of a negative effect, because when, with my company and probably many others, remote work and working from home became a thing. And, you know, my 55-minute commute basically turned into 5-second commute. And I, in a way, lost all that personal time. Mm-hmm. So I am looking forward to having more train rides and writing more.
Mm-hmm. And certainly looking forward as well too, Jas. And also a couple of things. What do you consider biggest influence in your career?
In my career,
yes.
Well, I would say perhaps like in terms of like, you know, literary influences, I would say Michael Ondaatje. He's a, you know, renowned literary writer, a Canadian literary writer. He wrote The English Patient, which, you know, turned out to become a Oscar-winning movie and story, and, you know, won numerous awards for that and his other fictions. And so, you know, when I was in university studying creative writing, I would definitely say that was a big influence in terms of, just prose and poetic, and just appreciation for words themselves, and probably You know, that in a way probably had started my appreciation and my love for poetry.
That's really interesting. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
I don't know if I'm one I'm one to, you know, dole out the advice freely, because definitely I would want to kind of know who I'm doling out the advice to. But you know, if I'm sharing advice with new authors, or you know, with authors who are potentially thinking about pursuing, you know, a career in writing or you know, putting pen to paper, I would just urge them, you know, whether you're a new or seasoned writer, it's just important to write. And you know, sometimes you know, these days it's not enough just to have a dream. In a way, you have to, you know, you have to act upon that, and you can't always, you know, wait for the perfect idea or the perfect moment. You just, in a way, have to, you know, put words on a paper. And in a way, you know, I always treated anything that I, you know, I put in my phone or I type, you know, in my computer, or I write on a piece of paper, in a way, it's, you know, it's a lump of clay. And eventually, you know, I'll take that and I'll mold it into a piece of art. And so I think, you know, if I could offer any advice to, you know, emerging artists or, you know, emerging writers is, you know, get those words on paper, and then at least you have something to work from.
And that's very good advice indeed for the aspiring writers out there. We're here with Canadian South Asian author of Next to the Twin, Jas Oshila, here on the Mike Wagner Show. Jas, a very big thank you for your time. You've been asked, fantastic, learned a lot from you. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date, keep in touch. Glad to have you back. And once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your works?
Yeah, so my website is www.jazzoshla.com. And if you want to pick up a copy of Next of Twin, it's available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble's, Indigo. But if you, you know, if you check out my website, all of the pre-order purchasing links are available there on the landing page.
All right, we'll certainly check that out. Once again, Jas, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely amazing. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love to have you back. Wish you all the best. And Jas, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
Thank you.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's just, it's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing. Available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mike Wagner Show. Brought to you by international award-winning author Mia Mosenzia of Missing and powered by Sonic Web Studios. Be sure to join us again on over 40 podcast platforms. And of course, on the MikeWagnerShow.com, HamiltonRadio.net, and Diamonds FM. Don't forget to support our program with a generous donation at the MikeWagnerShow.com. Thanks for listening.